So that's a little bit about me. I want to share with you this quote. This is kind of how I feel about homeschooling. Kind of my life theory in general, but I heard this quote from Sister Hinckley, who's just the cutest little thing, was the cutest little thing. Loved her. But I saw this quote and I thought, I feel like this describes homeschooling in a sense. Whether it be by choice, yes, we're choosing to homeschool, and so our life is going to change a little bit. It might turn out more like this, but this has definitely resonated with me. She says, "I don't want to drive up to the pearly gates in a shiny sports car, wearing beautifully tailored clothes, my hair expertly coiffed, and with long, perfectly manicured nails. I want to drive up in a station wagon that has mud on the wheels from taking kids to scout camp. I want to be there with a smudge of peanut butter on my shirt from making sandwiches for a sick neighbor's children. I want to be there with a little dirt under my fingernails from helping to weed someone's garden. I want to be there with children's sticky kisses on my cheeks and the tears of a friend on my shoulder. I want the Lord to know I was really here and that I really lived." And I feel like homeschooling, you're really going to live. Like, you're getting down and dirty in the trenches. And that it's parenting full time. You know, when your kids can go to school, you get a little bit of a reprieve when they go to public school, but with homeschool, you're not going to get much of a break. It's there full time. But it can be really fun. It can really get the dirt on your fingernails, you know, digging in the backyard, food. It's going to be a lot of work, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's awesome. It's really good. As we started thinking about what we want for homeschooling, what we want our house to look like, it's always good to go with a big picture, right? To think about your big goals and your ideals. And so I just want you to take just a minute and close your eyes and picture homeschooling in your house. What does homeschooling look like in your house? Is it that everybody's at the table? Is everybody together? Or is it, you know, some in the computer over here in one room? And is it some in the kitchen or some on the floor? What does it sound like? Is it quiet? Okay, now where is your toddler or where is your young one during all this? Are they there? Have you pictured them in your house yet? Are they with the older kids? Are they playing quietly by themselves in the other room? Maybe they're writing their ABCs on their own. Where are they? Okay, you can open your eyes. And the truth is, most of your little kids are going to want to be just by you. So even though you have this dream of what you want it to look like, that might happen once. One day, maybe, that might happen. But most likely, it's not going to happen. Because that's just not how life is. Okay? And then I don't want you to get away from this idea of what you're striving for, but we need to be realistic here, right? And think that we've just got to be in the right mindset. Expectations determine so much in our life. They determine if we're happy or sad because we expected something and it didn't turn out how we expected. And homeschooling is a lot of that way. You have these great expectations. We're going to read every day for 3 hours and we're going to do all this. And your reality is down here. And it can cause a lot of frustration because we haven't gotten our expectations where they need to be.